theme is that if you support the president, if you are vocal and loyal to him, then you can get a pardon from this president. And he is using these pardons to reward his allies on his way out of the door, no matter how, you know, heinous or egregious their crimes were. And it really strikes against the president's motto of drain the swamp, because a lot of the crimes that he is pardoning are, you know, crimes that involve corruption or lying to the government or defrauding the government. And the president is sort of looking past all of that and looking at the fact that the people that he's pardoning are people who have shown him support, people who have been his allies throughout the thick and thin of his administration, his 4-year term, and he's rewarding them in the final days of that term.
Was Jared Kushner's father being pardoned a surprise to political observers? You did hear the names Manafort and Stone pretty frequently as we anticipated this day, but at least as far as the coverage I've read, I had not seen that much about Kushner.
Well, Manafort and Stone were part of the president's effort to erase the Mueller investigation. He's been pardoning a number of people who were caught up in that investigation, some of his close allies who had been convicted or charged as a result of that investigation. The Kushner pardon is somewhat different. It was a name that had been floated around in part because we knew that there was bad blood between Jared Kushner and Chris Christie, who at the time was the U.S. attorney who prosecuted his father. And we know that, you know, Jared Kushner is not happy that his father had to spend time in prison for the crimes that he committed, witness tampering, tax evasion and whatnot. So we did know that Kushner wanted to have his father pardoned. We didn't know it would come this quickly. There was some talk that maybe it would be at the very end of the president's term, but he is on a tear. The president is pardoning a lot of people. And it's somewhat surprising that he has decided to add Charles Kushner to that list so early in the term. It may be a sign that more pardons are to come.
In the final few seconds, to pick up on what you said, more pardons are to come. What about this coup de grace that some people are discussing, the president pardoning members of his family and maybe even himself?
Well, he did get quite close to it by pardoning his son-in-law's father. So that's someone who's getting closer and closer to his actual family. There are talks about potential pardons for, you know, family members who have not yet been charged with crimes, you know, blanket pardons for things that may have happened during the course of his administration, for his children, for his son-in-law, potentially even for himself. There is a discussion going on with the president's allies about whether or not that's something that can be done. But the president has shown that he's not afraid of using the power of the pardon to grant controversial pardons. This would be the most controversial pardon of all time if he were to pardon himself. We do know that he was caught up in the Mueller investigation, that Mueller said that he could not exonerate the president. And we know that there are a number of other investigations that are going on around the president, around his inner circle. And I would not be surprised if he uses his pardon power to try to keep himself or his allies or his family members from being victims in his mind of those investigations.